Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and allied forces have attacked a Saudi military base near the border area of Thawailiq in Saada province. The army and tribal forces have already conducted several deadly attacks on border regions in retaliation for ongoing Saudi airstrikes. A senior Iranian commander has blamed the U.S. for the fall of the Iraqi city of Ramadi to ISIL terrorists. Major General Qasem Soleimani says the U.S. military did almost nothing to stop the Qaidi militants from advancing on the city. New reports by the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency show that Washington knew about the presence of Tawhidi terrorists in Syria back in 2012. According to declassified reports, U.S. officials were aware of ISIL's plan to set up their so-called Islamic State in the Middle East. Reports coming out of Iraq suggest that the Iraqi army, backed by Shia and Sunni volunteer forces, has gained more ground in the northern Salahuddin province as the battle against ISIL terrorists rages on. Government forces have managed to retake control of the Hajjaj district north of Tikrit. The Syrian army has reportedly carried out at least 15 airstrikes against ISIL terrorists in and around the ancient city of Palmyra. The raids were the most intense since Tawhidis took control of the city on Wednesday. At least 400 civilians have been killed by terrorists in the city. A Tunisian soldier has opened fire on his comrades at a military base in the capital Tunis. At least four are confirmed dead. According to the defense ministry, the attacker was shot dead and the situation at the Bouchouch barracks is now under control. A human rights group says the majority of Palestinians in Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem al-Quds are living below the poverty line. The Association for Civil Rights in Israel says the number of Palestinians living in poverty has risen up from around 64% in 2006 to 75% in 2015.